Jesus.
Amen.
This has been fun.
Amen.
This has been a lot of fun. If you've missed any of these meetings, you've missed a lot. Man, I can never get this thing to work. Gotta find a better situation, better stuff. Anyways. Mark 14. I'm not gonna stuff. This stuff is hard. Get this stuff correct. Anyways, Mark 14. Before I start, I want to just tell everybody how thankful I am for this conference. Thankful for everybody who's had part in this conference. It's been a real blessing. It's been awesome. From the morning meetings, those who have come and have shared and have lifted our spirits and have stirred us also, it's been a real blessing. Those who have prepared the meals each and every day, it's been wonderful. I've gained about 15 pounds. I will be going home, definitely to Poland. I think the weight limit I will exceed on the plane. I think they're going to say, no, you need to go on a diet before you get on the plane again. So, but definitely, it has been great. Everything. I can't complain about anything. God has really blessed. God has really moved, and I've seen it. I've felt it, and I'm excited. I'm excited. I think what I prayed for and I wanted, I got. I wanted to be moved, I wanted to be stirred, and I wanted to be to be strengthened again, to get back out there, and that's what I want to do, and that's what's going to do. I encourage you. I encourage you, if you haven't been here, I think they're up on the website. Definitely, some are. I saw some are. Some are. The first part of the week is. It's what is there, you know, especially mine, I'm seeing. I'm teasing. No, but they have been all good. All the messages have been real good, and I don't know if you've seen it or realize it, but they've all had a real good connection. Each, every speaker, and I believe the Holy Spirit moving in us. I want to just, for the fellowship we've had here, it's been great. The fellowship I've had with you back in my home church, I've missed this, and it's been great. It's been a real blessing. And just for making us feeling at home with y'all, it's been been wonderful to be accepted. You know, I'm like unaccepted over there. And where we go, we're unacceptable. We're unacceptable. And you guys ever watched, you know, Terminal, you know, it's unacceptable. We're unacceptable in a lot of places. And, you know, it's here in the house of God as we are always and feel at home. And I just want to thank God and praise God for all of you. My brothers and sisters who support us, who pray for us diligently. I'm humbled by your generosity, by your love. I'm humbled that I am able to stand here before you and as your missionary, as your servant in the Lord, to go out there and preach the gospel. I want to praise the Lord for that. Mark 14 is what I want to share tonight. I'm not going to say see how long I can be, maybe how short I can be tonight, but amen. You got an amen. Kiss it. Mark 14, that's going to be a classic here. Should put that on. Kiss it. Just put it up there. There you go. Everybody see it? Just point at it. All right, Mark 14, verse 1. After 2 days was a feast of the Passover, and unleavened bread, and the chief priest and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, am I in the right place? I'm in the right place. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, of spikenard, very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will may do to them good. But me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the bearing. Interesting passage. This is the end of Christ's service on this earth, and it's coming to the end. And he's in Simon the leper, which is an interesting place to be. A Simon, a former leper, that Jesus healed. He's in his house, eating with him. And she came and broke the box. What? And the verse says that she had done what she could. She had done what she could in verse 8, and that's what caught my attention. And I want to go back and think, what did she do that she could? What was Jesus signifying when he said she has done what she could? And I look at the first part. As he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box. As he sat in the house of Simon the leper, she came to him. She didn't wait for him to come to her.
Amen.
She didn't say, well, maybe tonight or maybe in a few nights he'll come to my house and then I'll do what I want to do. No. She said, he's there? All right, I'm going.
Amen.
I want to be where Jesus is.
Amen.
I want to go there where He is at.
Amen.
I don't want to waste time. I want to do it. I have something to do important.
Amen.
Maybe she heard God's call. Maybe it was God telling her, go. Because I'm not sure if she even knew what was happening. Maybe she just had this feeling in her, I need to do this. I don't know why, but I just had this feeling. What if she did not listen to that and she stayed at home? Jesus said that she did what she could. Because she came to prepare his body for the burying.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, this was a ritual that had to be done. This was an important thing. She did it. Not maybe unknowingly, but she did it. She came to Jesus. She put herself in his presence.
Amen.
You notice that? She put herself in his presence. She didn't wait. She didn't pray. She put herself in that place. You came tonight. You put yourself in His presence.
Amen.
You didn't stay at home to watch TV, to watch some show, whatever, to stay and play some games, whatever. No. You came to be in His presence.
Amen.
Just maybe tonight, you'll hear His voice.
Amen.
Just maybe tonight, someone in this congregation will hear His voice and will listen and will act upon it. Just maybe. But what if there's somebody here tonight that didn't come, and they didn't hear? I pray that we will hear His voice.
Amen.
I pray that we, when we're here, will listen to when He speaks. She came to hear Jesus speak. In another part of the verse, and maybe there's a similar situation, there's another woman who sat at His feet, listening every word. She didn't want to miss anything. She wanted to catch every single word that came out of His mouth. No, for you to be in His presence, you also need to read His Word. He's present here. He's present here. If you're not in His presence, you will not hear His voice. You cannot hear His voice if you're not in His presence. You must come to Jesus. Maybe you're here tonight and you're not saved. I don't know. Maybe that you're a visitor. I don't know everybody. Most of you I know. But maybe tonight you are not saved. You have no knowledge of that. I tell you what, you have to come to Jesus.
Yes, yes. Amen.
There's no hope outside of Him.
Yes, right.
Jesus is our ark, like with Noah. There was no hope outside of that ark.
That's right. That's
right. Outside is drowning and death and destruction,
yes.
But inside there's hope.
Yes.
Jesus is
Amen.
That hope. He can give you what nobody else can give.
Thank you, Lord.
Salvation, yes. Eternal salvation. Eternal hope in Him.
Amen.
I praise the Lord for that. Not only did she come and put herself in His presence, she came prepared.
Amen.
She came prepared.
All right.
She did not leave her house empty-handed.
That's right.
She did not say, well, maybe I'll get something good there.
Okay.
How many
right.
people
Amen.
Came to Jesus empty-handed wanting something from Him?
Amen.
How many people come to church Sunday night, Wednesday night, wanting something instead of being prepared?
Amen.
You know, there are so many times that we waste so much time by wanting others to do something for us instead of what can I do for you?
Amen.
She came prepared. Prepared to serve. Prepared to serve. She thought about it before, and she thought about it before she left her house. She thought about it. She had a plan, and she did not say at the last moment. She didn't. No, she was collected. She had a plan. She knew what she wanted to do. She left her house ready to serve. to humble herself. Humble yourself, therefore, in the sight of God, and He will lift you up.
Amen.
If we humble ourselves, He will lift us up. You know, she was even probably even ready to prepare to upset many people. Now, I'm not sure, you know, I know that this is very, very costly, very expensive thing, and maybe she was a rich woman, maybe not. Maybe this was an heirloom that was passed on from generations to generations. She gave. She prepared herself, and she was ready to upset many people. Because it did upset somebody. It upset a whole bunch of people in that house. She left her house carrying something with her. And I think, how many of us are not ready, are not prepared to be a blessing for others? To come, to give. You know, it's more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed to give than to receive. Believe me, there is much more gratitude when you give than when you receive. When you give and you give your whole heart to God, there is nothing better than that. When you give yourself to Him. And I like this point that she left, did not leave her home empty-handed. She wanted to give God something of her own. Notice she did not borrow somebody's. She had hers. This was hers. This was her precious. Something that she wanted. Stop thinking of the Lord of the Rings. Get your mind off movies, Matthew. I'm teasing. Yeah, good point sometimes. She gave something precious to Christ. Her ointment. Costly ointment. You know, when she came ready to give, not only was she prepared, she came prepared, she was prepared to give. And when she prepared to give, she did not come to Christ ready to party. Ready to have fun, to socialize. She did not come just to have fun, you know, or maybe, you know, to come and eat. A lot of people went to Christ for that purpose. What do you have to feed me? Please feed me. Yeah, even Jesus Himself said, you know, you guys only come to me only because I just fed you.
Right.
If it hadn't been for that, you wouldn't have searched for me.
Amen. That's right.
So many times Christians only seek God only to be fed because God is merciful God. Oh, He's merciful. And He's long-suffering. And He's patient. But how long will we make Him be patient with us? How long? She had a sole purpose in going to Jesus. That purpose was to glorify Him. To glorify Him. That was her only purpose. Going to Jesus. To hear His voice and to glorify His name.
Amen.
She didn't know. I assume she didn't know. Maybe this was something, you know, really important. But I'm pretty sure even the disciples didn't know what was going on. So I'm not what's going on here. She just did what was in her heart. She did what was in her heart. She gave herself completely, solely to Him because she wanted to glorify Him. She obeyed the voice. She came to Jesus ready to do something for Him, not get something from Him. That was what she wanted to do. And what I like about this is that here it says here in this passage, and we read, is that this was very precious, this ointment. She broke the box. Now, I'm not sure exactly. I always imagine that she broke it. But I'm pretty sure that's not how she did it exactly. Probably some sort of, that's how I imagined when I was younger and I read that. I'm pretty sure I looked it up and there was, you know, probably a seal in there. She had to break it. And then she poured it on His head. She broke the seal. She broke something that was probably been sealed for a long time. And she broke it and gave it to Him. Poured it on His head. Now, what got to me the most from this passage, not only was that when Christ said she had done what she could, although that's my main focus point, my message tonight. Are you doing what you can? She did what she could. Amen. Are you doing what you can? Or are you failing?
All right.
Or are you falling short of what you could?
Amen.
Or should? Maybe should. And a lot of times we think of serving Christ as you know, a real drag. You know, we just, oh, man, I got to go to church again. Man, I got to pass our tracts. Hey, why don't we think of it as a privilege? A great privilege to serve our Christ. To go out and do something for others. Because somebody told us and did something for us. We think of it, and when we think of it as a privilege, it changes the whole picture. It's a privilege. You have a privilege to be His child. A privilege to come here tonight. A privilege to go out and preach. It's a privilege to be. And what got me from what was said here, I want you to look at verse 6. Verse 4. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of the ointment made? Oh. Did they not know? Did they not see? Why was this waste made? Listen to me, brothers and sisters. It is never a waste to serve Christ. Amen. It is never a waste of time, money, energy, whatever you want to serve Christ. It is never a waste. It is always the best thing you will ever do. The best thing you ever do in your life when you lay up treasures in heaven. Amen. When you serve Christ and give Him your all. There is nothing better than that. Amen. There is no gold, there is no money, there is no careers, there is nothing. Not even family is more important than giving yourself to Christ and giving Him your all. That is never a waste.
Amen.
It is not a waste of time.
Right.
We need to get that into our thick skull sometimes that we need to do this.
Amen.
It is not a waste.
Amen.
These, maybe they're disciples, maybe they're others. There were a lot of people in that room. It was packed. And they were just, oh, why? We could have sold it. You know, there are a lot of things in here. A lot of things that I want to touch on, but I want to just leave you with this thought. Are you doing what you can? Are you doing what you can? Oh, we could do more. We can do more. We can really... Look, let's not limit ourselves to just... Nope, this is it. This is my limit.
You're right. Right.
There's no limit.
That's right.
There's no limit. You don't get to a mark and say, okay, I've reached my mark. That's the point I wanted to get to. That was my goal. No. Until we get to heaven, we have no mark.
That's right.
Really, honestly. Until we get to heaven, we have no finish line. You know, the finish line is death.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That's right.
Let's serve Him. Let's do what we should, what we can, each and every day until death comes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.